Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Monday. It is 3:30, and I'm always so happy to be joined by my good friend and yours, Dom Salvia, who's got the fine, fine program that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for a little segment we like to call, in case you missed it. But it really should be titled whatever the heck we want to talk about would probably be more appropriate. Thanks, Dom, for hanging out with me and Aaron and Jamie this afternoon.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Hey, Jamie and Aaron as well. Wow, what a weekend, huh?
Yeah, a few things happening. We're gonna go through a number of them. But folks, if you have been listening to the show this afternoon, you know that there is a fine show poll going on. You're gonna want to get in on that. And here's the question, Dom. We will register a vote for you in our show poll.
Okay.
Because I want to know, who was yesterday's biggest loser? The artist formerly known as Seal, who was married to Heidi Klum, who had Kiss from a Rose as a chart-topping single in the Batman Returns movie, at the apex of pop culture in the United States, who now just had his face superimposed on a seal in a Mountain Dew commercial. Ooh, that hurts. And it wasn't even a good commercial. It was just weird. Okay, so that's contender number one for yesterday's biggest loser. Contender number two, for obvious reasons, the artist from Canada known as Drake, who got trolled yet again by Kendrick Lamar. And thirdly, option three, the Kansas City Chiefs. Folks, if you want to get in your vote before we close this poll, just text the word Seal, Drake, or Chiefs to 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Or you can go to civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show and register your vote there. But Dom, what's your vote for yesterday's biggest loser?
Maggie, that's a great selection, but I got to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. So yeah. I lost money on the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, so I was at a Super Bowl party, and we're all kind of hanging out. You know, I love the underdog. But everybody at this party was like, yeah, go Eagles. Well, I mean, I like to have a little conflict here and there. So
Went with a buddy. You're a pot stirrer. Yeah, for sure.
Just to make a bet to have someone else cheer about something else. And so I begrudgingly took the Chiefs, and wow, they just got – they got it handed to them.
And
as bad as Drake may have felt, man, I got to tell you, the Kansas City Chiefs, I think they're feeling a little worse. With regard to the Seal, yeah, wow, what? That was strange. What I want to know is, how much did he get paid for that? Because that would help, you know, ease the burden, ease the pain a little bit.
The shame.
Yeah.
Apparently there is a price for your pride and shame. It's whatever Mountain Dew paid Seal for that commercial yesterday. We got a lot of serious stuff to talk about. We got Trump with the 25% tariff on aluminum and steel. Everybody knew it was coming. I think just a matter of time. Hey, if you think houses are expensive now, just wait. Good Lord. That is a terrible bit of news for everyone in the middle class. Oh, yeah. We're in the state of Wisconsin. Are we the dairy state, Dom? Dairy?
Yes,
I think it's the dairy state.
We are, yes.
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump freezing the U.S. Department of Agricultural funding. You combine that with the tariffs and the increase on the tariffs in China and the soybean. This is not going to go well for American agriculture or Wisconsin dairy farmers, is it?
It doesn't seem like, and it seems, you know, Trump 2.0 is a lot like the first one. And you know, like most movies, with the exception of The Empire Strikes Back, the sequel's always worse, and I expect this will be worse. Yep. And last time he tried this whole tariff thing with China, we ended up, you know, subsidizing our farmers to the tune of $20+ billion.
Billion.
Billion. That was just a giveaway to a lot of Trump voters, you know, around the election time. And I would expect
they hate that big government, except when the check is getting cut to them. Yes.
Don't they, though? So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't bode well. I see nothing in this go around that would make me think it's going to be any different than the last time around.
Yeah, terrible. Freezing the Inflation Reduction Act. How about that price of eggs? And how's that it's just all of it being revealed as a complete fig leaf for voters to vote for a rabid racist isolationist. Hamas announcing it's delaying the release of hostages. That peace accord looks to be on very, very shaky ground. Let's see what else. Oh, yes, they're cutting funding to the National Institutes of Health because, you know, we don't want cancer research. It's really bad. Oh, this one, this was a little tidbit I picked up. The NSA and our entire national security apparatus is really worried because of this like word scrubbing, this like language policing that Donald Trump is engaged in, because they can't have anything on any of their networks that use the words confirmation bias or privilege, despite the fact that in intelligence circles, confirmation bias is a thing you need to be aware of, as is this concept called privilege escalation, which means this very specific tactics our intelligence adversaries and just our world adversaries use to gain higher level permissions
right.
to networks. We can't talk about that.
Being woke, you know, these are terms that are operational in totally different contexts, but they got a problem with the word. So what, they're going to scrub everything and then not allow these agencies to do their job?
I don't get it. I'm going to put some sense around it tomorrow. I'm going to do a really deep dive. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. If we zoom back out about what's actually going on, because so much of this is just completely ineffectual. It's not actually working. It's harming these very essential elements of our government, like cancer research, right? Like universities that depend on NIH funding to conduct cancer research and other life-saving medical research. It's hampering our intelligence gathering capabilities. It is hampering our military and our intelligence capabilities, full stop. All of that going on. And here's a thing, Dom, would it surprise you to hear that this isn't really what the Trump voter thought was going to happen? In fact, many of them are pretty ticked off about it. There is absolute tanking of Donald Trump in the polls. It is pretty amazing. Have you been watching some of this polling that's been coming out?
I have, Maggie, and he didn't start out great, lower than I think most modern presidents. And I don't think it's again, depending on which poll you're looking at on which day. But I certainly, since the start of his administration, he's been markedly going down.
Yeah, Donald Trump actually, this is according to Gallup, okay, like the poll of polls, began his term with the lowest job approval rating of any president since 1953, except for Donald Trump in his first term. That was the only one with a lower, so lower than Joe Biden, lower than Obama, lower than any president since 1953, with a job approval rating of 47%, and oh, his disapproval rating at 48%. Just to put this in context, Joe Biden entered the presidency in 2021 with a 57 approval rating and a 37% disapproval rating. It's only gotten worse since there. Only 26% of Republicans now think that Elon Musk should have a lot of influence in the administration. By the way, overall, that percentage is 13%. Shows you a bit of the partisan perception of Elon Musk's role in government. What do you think their strategy is? I mean, this isn't building any momentum for the midterms. This isn't, you know, actually helping Americans afford housing, daycare, childcare, elder care. It's not raising anybody's wages. I mean, what is the deal?
In a large part of this, I think, is this, you know, Donald Trump coming out and trying to flex his muscle because he can't get these things done through Congress. Congress is ineffectual. Congress has their own issues coming up. Mid-March funding supposed to run out. And then by the end of April, we're supposed to have the appropriation bills done, or they're going to have a 1% across the board cut, which, of course, some Republicans probably want. But either way, that doesn't bode well for getting a budget done, getting these things in order. And that's going to suck up all the oxygen in the room in like a couple of weeks. So if he doesn't do it now, make these actions now, you know, he's not going to get the coverage that he is getting now. And also, look at the efforts from those folks who are resisting, you know, unconstitutional orders, illegal mandates. You know, the courts are coming out left and right. It's hard to keep track of which state's attorneys general are suing on which topic on which day.
Basically, they're all coming. The Dems, yeah, on a rotating, right. Right? Like, it just, yeah, depends on how quickly they can get signed up for the lawsuits.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's losing, right? Like, there's 45-plus cases. He hasn't won a single ruling in any of those cases. You mentioned Congress, Dom, and I think there is a really interesting line of analysis. And again, folks, I'm going to do a deep dive on this tomorrow in my show in the first hour. So look for that, everybody, about why would you go about doing these things in this way that you know the courts will largely undo when, oh, you're supposed to have both the Senate and the House and the Supreme Court and MAGA controls the White House. So why wouldn't you legislate it? And I've got some thoughts on that that go beyond Congress is a dysfunctional cesspool of partisanship with people like MTG in it. I think it's deeper than that. I'm going to talk a bit about that more tomorrow. Check this out. Americans overwhelmingly opposing the January 6th pardons, overwhelmingly opposing the Gulf of America's stupidity, overwhelmingly opposing the end to birthright citizenship, overwhelmingly opposing withdrawal from the World Health Organization, overwhelmingly opposing the idea of having raids, immigration raids in schools, hospitals, and churches, overwhelmingly opposing making it harder for Medicare to negotiate for lower prescription drug costs. This is all of these things. And again, this is a cross political spectrum. There's some variation about what people have heard of course, because folks in the faux news bubble aren't hearing about all this terrible stuff. But people also overwhelmingly opposing dismantling of FEMA. It goes on and on. This was a bit of an item worthy of note. Independents, 37% of independents believe that Trump's policies are going to raise prices for Americans. Notable, guess what? Of 2024 Trump voters who are not strong Trump voters, okay, 35% of them are now worried about that. Sounds like a little bit of a different tune than what we were in November, doesn't it?
A little bit of F around and find out. And it is unfortunate. And it's not just the mega voters. It's even some of the Republicans in Congress are acknowledging that, yes, these policies are going to have a negative impact on you know what? A little bit of pain, I think Trump said, that, you know, the American people will have to take a little bit of pain to, quote unquote, right the ship or whatever it is that he's trying to do. And again, I still wonder, Maggie, how is this? What does success look like? Are we going to see a reduction in our debt and our deficit? I mean, what are we talking about here? Because the budget's been set. You're not, if you're so concerned about these different budgetary items, what we got, we're funding runs out in the middle of next month. Do it through the budget process. Get it done. Get it signed. I mean, if you're going to talk about the money and the budget starting from the people, it starts in Congress, starts in the House. Well, that's where you go. But of course, they are so dysfunctional, they can't even with their majority agree on what they want to agree on. So they're going to have to, go to the Dems for some help on. I mean, and the Dems, of course, with this, the efforts by this administration are really don't have a working partner in that. What Bannon said, you got to be more partisan, right? And that's what they're trying to do. They don't want anything to do with the Democrats. So,
yeah, he's not trying to court any Democratic support for any of these policies.
No.
There's very little support in the American public for what he's doing when it's clear about it. I'm going to talk about the political tactics, right? The overwhelm, the shock and awe, the muzzle velocity, the flood, the zone of it all tomorrow. I'm going to break down what is actually going on, because Donald Trump, if anything, is a charlatan, a clown, a man that presents himself as one thing, but is in actuality another. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to talk about that anti-Christianity ego when we come back with my little buddy and yours, Dom Salvi, who's got the great program that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. This, however, is the Maggie Dawn Show. He's a special guest on it with me for this last segment of the day. Get your 2 cents, dime, nickel, or quarter in 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.